Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
So don't you think that it's my fault if I'm feeling this hard and you try to make me feel small? But you cannot contain me. I swear I used to have faith in you, but I was too patient. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth more to you? Me, cause I'm fragile, I'm crumbling. Wanna make music, y'all bump it, and you'll laugh at me, then laugh at me. I don't understand, but it's bound to be what it's supposed to be. I just want someone that knows me, knows me, knows me, please. Someone that knows me.
be swimming in the sea.
is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
July, what I say. medication. It's gonna take a little bit of concentration. You can't point a finger or two without five pointing back at you. You were ready for the desecration.
Baby,